5.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about what happened at Annapolis, Maryland, where supposedly Condoleezza Rice and the president have gotten the leaders of the Palestinians and the leaders of the Israelis together, and we're going to negotiate a peace agreement, a permanent peace agreement in the Near East. Now, how many times have they tried that? They've tried it. They've been trying it since 1948, and it's not going to work. At the present time, the people that they brought in to represent the Israelis, Mr. Olmert, doesn't represent the Israelis. He's an extension of the Council on Foreign Relations, and his phone is a $3 bill and has almost no support in Israel. As far as the Palestinians are concerned, they have a man there named Abbas. And Mr. Abbas leads a group known as Fatah, and he was voted out of office. The Palestinian people totally rejected him and his party because of their corruption and stealing money, and they elected Hamas. But Hamas said, we don't want to negotiate. So we didn't invite them to come to the meeting. We invited Abbas, who has no legal standing. If you believe in democracy, he was voted out of office overwhelmingly by the Palestinian people. So everything you're hearing, everything you're reading, everything you're watching on television is phony. They don't want you to understand what's really going on or who the people are that they've called in to negotiate. And believe me, the Bush administration has bribed the Saudis, that has bribed the Syrians, that has bribed people to come to supposedly support the peace effort, because it's going to make good reading. The American people are going to believe that we're really doing something. We're trying for peace. Ladies and gentlemen, our government is intent upon war. It has a preemptive war against Afghanistan, not to catch Osama bin Laden, because we've never tried to catch Osama bin Laden. And then we had a preemptive war against Iraq, and you'll be glad to know that just yesterday, President Bush signed an agreement with the Iraqis so we can keep our troops in Iraq indefinitely. Why don't we talk about this when we talk about what's going on over there? That has always been the plan, to keep our troops in Iraq indefinitely. Well, with us this morning is Barry Shamish. We're going to get his view of what happened at Annapolis, what's happening in the Near East, what the future holds for the land of Israel. Hi, Barry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You pick up on what your comments on what I said, and if you disagree, go ahead.
Well, it was a remarkable flop, and this it's surprising to me. You bring in 49 nations and organizations. What for? What you got is a so-called triumph. I mean, you're talking about a face-saving gesture, that, the ultimate result, is going to be a press conference, where, Bush will announce that the Palestinians and the Israelis will negotiate. They were already negotiating. What was Olmert meeting Abbas all year long for? What's changed? I can't really believe that there's no criticism, but what a waste it was. And by the way, this was from the point of view of of Israel a much better result than if it wasn't a waste. This was a triumph for Israel that they didn't sign something. Much more worrisome is if they had actually negotiated and Israel gave in on Jerusalem, on the Golan, on everything. I mean, really, the only person, the only party giving up anything would have been Israel. There's nothing for the Palestinians to lose by showing up whatsoever. They, what it comes down to is that you've got two nations on one piece of land, and one is a country, and one is not, and the country is going to lose. That's what should have happened. But why bring in 49 nations and organizations if you're just going to leave with an announcement that everything is going on the way it was always going on? So now Israel and the PLO have a whole year to go to war without any sort of an agreement. And if they had signed an agreement, it would have been illegitimate anyways, because as you have noted, Abbas doesn't represent the Palestinians, and Olmert, democracy or not, I mean, that's a farce, has zero support in Israel. So why did Annapolis happen? Why bring in the Russians, the United Nations, the EU, every nation from the Arab League, and not to mention Syria and Saudi Arabia, who hesitated, all to have an announcement at the White House that there's going to be further talks between two illegitimate leaders of the Israelis and Palestinians. So, for some reason or another, this massive conference got, well, yesterday I was watching the news waiting for something, and when nothing happened, I mean, number one on the news was a dead football player. I mean, there was, Annapolis wasn't even in the news yesterday. What you had was a major, major slap in the face at Condoleezza Rice and the Bush administration, and that's the story. That's my analysis anyways, unless there was something going on behind the scenes, which is quite possible, by the way, where Israel did sign something that they agreed that Jerusalem would be divided, then nothing happened. That's it. It was a conference that deserves deep criticism for its failure.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamet, and we'll invite your calls here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
You know, every time you fill up at the gas pump, you get a little poorer, and the leaders of OPEC get richer. And this growing dependence on oil from the Middle East and other dangerous places is a serious threat to our national security. But America can do something about that by requiring a major increase in the gas mileage of new cars and trucks, getting our vehicles to a combined average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. That'd save twice as much oil per day as we import now from Iraq. So it's time to stand up to the auto companies, who again are trying to slow down and weaken any new fuel efficiency requirements. Let's get this country to a very achievable 35 miles per gallon by 2020. OPEC won't like it, but America will be safer, and we'll all save money at the pump. Voice your support at pewfuelefficiency.org. Paid for by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamashutz. Given his analysis of what happened, certainly at Annapolis, as absolutely nothing, at least we hope nothing happened. It was simply for the benefit of the American people, so we would know the Bush administration is there protecting us, dedicated to bringing peace to the Near East and Middle East. After all, isn't that why our boys are fighting over there? We want to bring peace to the area. Well, one of the things Hamas has announced, of course, they've said that this meeting is foolish, that they pointed out that Abbas does not represent the Palestinians. Hamas does. And they said that they are going to be able now to continue pelting Israel with an increasing number of missiles. And those missiles then will bring terror to the people of Israel, similar to the terror the Palestinians feel with the repeated incursions from the Israelis. And my fear is that we're going to see an increasing tempo of missile attacks on Israel. And, of course, you know, you might be able to stand two or three missile attacks a day as long as the missiles aren't very accurate. But what happens if we get up to 100 or 200 or 300? And I think it's only a matter of time until they're are massive missile attacks on Israel. And then what? What will happen to the cherished peace that Condoleezza Rice, incidentally, Condoleezza Rice comes from Chevron Oil. She used to have an oil tanker named after her. She is simply part of this invisible establishment that rules our nation. What's Condoleezza Rice going to say then? What's our courageous president who prays to Allah on a regular basis? Because after all is the God that we all pray to, isn't it? What is our president going to say as the tempo of violence increases in the Near East? Go ahead, Barry. What are your thoughts?
You mean to say there was an oil tanker called the Rice?
Yep. No, it was called the Condoleezza Rice.
Wow.
And it sailed in and out of Angola, where, of course, the Chevron keeps the Marxist government in power, and is still keeping it in power, with the full support of the American government. We're financing Marxism and communism throughout the world, but we can't tell the American people who are paying their taxes to protect us against the wicked Marxists and capitalists. And one day the tanker just disappeared. It sailed out of the harbor in Angola and never to be seen again. A similar looking ship with a different name returned very shortly thereafter, but the Condoleezza Rice has never been seen again.
Well, it hit an iceberg and went down?
No, of course not.
How does an oil tanker disappear?
Oh, well, very simply, they just changed the name on it. Because they don't want the people of the world to understand that Condoleezza Rice is simply an extension of the people who rule the world.
Well, she got slapped in the face. And the Bush administration suffered a very expensive, by the way, just to house the delegations and fly them there, a failure. But let's look at the Israel I know. This diplomacy is way above what I'm dealing with. I'm just dealing with raw corruption. I wrote something. I hope you got it today.
Well, I haven't had a chance to look at my emails yet.
Oh, it's long. I'm going to take a bit of a break from writing. I'm just so incredibly discouraged. But I'll update you on a few things. Recently, I wrote the claims of two former workers for the Jerusalem municipality when Olmert was mayor, who claimed that he abused women and actually they used the word rape. They said in one case that they know of, a woman named Rivka Cohen, she was actually raped by Olmert. And that's a very, very dangerous thing to write if you're wrong. But I went back and forth with the emails, and I asked for the name of another worker, and I asked for a victim, and I wrote it. Now, I had a very strange reaction. Number one, I had a high-level reaction. One was from Carolyn Glick. She's the managing editor of the Jerusalem Post, and she writes that everyone knows Olmert's a philanderer, and everyone knows that he likes women who aren't his wife, but that's not the same as rape. Okay, that's what she writes. And then a close friend of Olmert writes that this is an ugly rumor, that Olmert already has a mistress. Her name is Shula. The way he describes her wasn't... She didn't come off sounding so comely. But the point is, if these stories aren't known, that's number one. And if people at this level know that he's a philanderer and know that he's cheating his wife, why not take the next step and ask if he's capable of that? Why on earth isn't he capable of molestation? And ultimately, one reporter took on the story, and it wasn't a simple task getting him to my contact, who really chickened out for a while. He got very, very scared of this when the story actually got published, even though I didn't mention his name. The one reporter who's trying to see if this is true is, of course, Aaron Klein, who wrote me, and I did my best that he would actually be in contact with my source, and they eventually spoke, and maybe he'll get to the bottom of this, maybe not, but that kind of bothered me. This story was just before Annapolis. Olmert had the nation, really, whatever he signed, the nation was going to be stuck with, and then when you get something this big, really it was ignored, and that's my life, by the way. I mean, really, no matter how big a story is, all the way to the assassination of Rabin, the media won't touch it. They won't harm a peacemaker. This is the way they think, and it's better for the country to murder the prime minister or to be a rapist, so long as they are on the right track for peace. So that kind of bothered me, but I got confirmation about who Olmert was, and that's in the article I sent out yesterday. And there's another one issue that I wrote, a couple weeks ago, about the car accident, which killed two of the children of Israel's Rabbi Krauser, who was a follower of... Well, he was a very strong activist against Annapolis he was Rabbi Kahana's, a believer in Rabbi Kahana, and his children died, and I said, this can't be an accident. There have been too many. The pattern is there for everyone to see, that if you happen to be right-wing and religious, and you happen to oppose what the government calls the peace process, they're going to kill you. And all year long, I've been reporting on the long list of children, and even grandchildren of these activists who have died in car crashes. And the usual reaction, it really was an accident. I think there were all these reasons why it really was an accident, And I explained to them, people, it happened to my car twice. And if I had been killed, everyone would have said it really was an accident. But my car was rigged and it wasn't really an accident. Well, how many days after I wrote this? I'd say four before another accident happened. Now, this was a pretty serious accident because the dead person was Ido Zoldan, and he was the leader of the Return to Chomish organization. Now, Chomish was one of the four towns in northern Samaria forcibly evicted, plundered by the Israeli army in 2005, and he leads groups to resettle Chomish. Next, his father is one of maybe the largest builder in Judea and Samaria. He puts up apartments. And if Ido Zoldan had somehow triumphed, his father could have rebuilt Chomish. Now, the how it was done was the usual ambush. And that is, the car waited in hiding, and it let lots and lots of cars pass by it, including a close friend of mine named Baruch, who wrote all his friends that he... it could have been him, and I wrote him back, and I said it could never have been you because you weren't the target. The shooters were from Fatah, or the PLO. And as soon as Zoldan's car was in within range, they moved their vehicle, and they shot up the car and killed him. And I watched as all the right-wingers mourned Ido Zoldan and cursed Fatah. And I said to them, people, the PLO, Mahmoud Abbas, led by Mahmoud Abbas, is the peace partner. They have been working hand in hand from day one of the Oslo Agreement with the secret and not so secret Israeli government. If they shoot somebody, you can be darn sure they got their information from the Israeli government.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's so difficult for the average person to believe that there really are people out there who go around killing opponents. But it happens all the time here in the United States, although we never hear about it. It's always played down. And I'm sure it happens in Israel. There are
really
wicked people out there who have no concern at all about human life. And but, of course, as long as they control the media, they control the awareness, the focus, the concern of the Israeli people, and here in America, of the American people. And there's so many of these murders we never even hear about.
Oh, in Israel, it's worse than America. You know, the what you were talking about, I'm going to return to Ido Zoldan, by the way, but you, what you were talking about before, about 200-300 missiles lobbed against Israel, I'm talking 10,000 in one day when the all-out war comes, and it will come. Israel is going to be smashed with missiles. And as for one or two rockets a day, the IDF released its findings. There has been a rocket every 3 hours for the past year landing on Israel, thousands of them. And this seems to be not understood. Every 3 hours, another rocket is shot at Israel. The situation is extremely dire. But what can you say? Life goes on here. Nobody knows it. And the Israelis are being, well, they're secretly very nervous, but they won't talk about their fears. And, by the way, this is what I wrote about yesterday. I'll look forward to you reading it. But let me return to Ido Zoldan very briefly. Ido Zoldan was about to head a conference. That Thursday, 3 days later, returning to Chumash, where he was going to sell plots to people committed to living in Chumash. He died a few days before this conference. It was a targeted and timed murder.
I wouldn't question you at all. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shammond. What the world is really like. Not what you're getting from television.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
And our guest this morning, Barry Shammond, and we're talking about so much of what goes on behind the scenes that the average person doesn't want to hear. They don't want to hear about the fact that our own government, CIA, FBI, intelligence agencies killed the American president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They don't want to hear about that sort of thing. They don't want to hear about the fact that maybe 9/11 wasn't exactly what it was, and they allowed those 3,000 Americans, almost 3,000 Americans, to die in the Twin Towers or in the Pentagon. And they don't want to hear about Pearl Harbor and the fact that all that information is still top secret, because we don't want to have Emperor Hirohito find out what really happened at Pearl Harbor. We don't like to believe that there, Santa Claus isn't real and the Tooth Fairy isn't real, and that we live in an evil world. And the forces of evil are in key positions in every aspect of our own government. and in our great foundations and working within the media and working within our corporations, the vast majority of our people are good, just like the vast majority of the people in Israel are good. But the evil people are in positions of power. Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to get out your telephone number, how people can reach you, get to your website, get your information, and begin putting together the dots.
Oh, well, thank you for the opportunity. That's very kind of you. My books, and especially Bye Bye Gaza, which is the latest, and is available at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You write my name on top where it says search, and it's C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My website is the Barry Chambers website, but if you do barrychambers.com, it'll guide you there. I have got a cell number which I use for orders, and I've met some nice people that way, and that is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And now back to Israel. A very odd thing happened. It was announced 2 days before Annapolis. The newspaper article was emailed to me. Yossi Beilin, who is really, really a very, very evil and used character, he is your standard homosexual who doesn't want to admit it, and he has been blackmailed. I got this information years ago. I found out the name of his lover and the ties to the Vatican, and it's an ugly, ugly story. But just before Annapolis, he made an announcement. He wrote a will, and in this will, he declares that he does not want to be buried, that he wants to be cremated. And I don't think there's a place in Israel where you could cremate a body. It's not part of the Jewish religion to die that way. And he writes that he doesn't want his remains to be desecrated, and he wants them to be the ashes to be thrown to the four winds so that no one in the country will ever desecrate his memory. And I said to myself, this is, first of all, it's very strange. It's not only opposed to Judaism, it's opposed to common sense. And secondly, I know something about Yossi Beilin, and I think it's connected to the Annapolis conference. Now, the story, and I've done this on your show before, so I'll keep it brief. But in December of 1993, just 2 months, less than 2 months, after the Declaration of Principles was signed in Washington, or what we call Oslo I, I was at a party, and the host, his name was Lenny Wolf, says, you know, we're friends with Ron Pundak. Would you like to meet him? And I said, sure, I want to meet him. Why not? It sounds good. So it was arranged. He lifted up the phone, and I was meeting Ron Pundak within just a few days. And Ron Pundak was one of the two Israeli authors of the Oslo Accord. So, well, you talk about inside information. You don't get an opportunity like this every day where you get the facts right from the person who wrote the horrible, horrible Oslo Accord. He was one of two Israelis who authored it. So we met him. I went with my partner then, Joel Bainerman. We met him at a coffee house in Tel Aviv, where he just was bragging. It was terrible. He thought we were very sympathetic and that he had triumphed. And it was, and we kept our cool, by the way. The two of us were very well. We aren't religious, and we don't look like the enemy. We look just like him, more or less. And he was bragging, but he said one, he said many things, by the way, but he said one thing that was, took me by surprise, and Joel, who knew about this New World Order stuff, and I did not back then, he said, you know, my boss and his boss was Yossi Beilin. And he went through the whole story of how he and Beilin and Rabin worked behind everyone's back and against the law of Israel to meet the PLO. It was illegal then, by the way, and it should be illegal today. But back then, they were breaking the law. And he was telling the whole story of how they flaunted Israeli law and met the PLO in London and then went to Oslo. And he told me that Warren Christopher was their sponsor, and which was a shocking enough revelation considering the Clinton administration claimed they knew nothing about the talks. He went all through this. But what he said is the one line that I use over and over again because it was just so unexpected, so shocking. He said that his boss, Yossi Beilin, doesn't believe in borders. And I didn't know what that meant. In 93, I didn't know what that meant. Joel did. And I said to him, what is not believing in borders? What does that mean? And he said, borders cause wars. If you get rid of borders, you won't have war anymore. And he said, the ultimate goal of Oslo is to divest Israel of its borders. And I said to him, well, if you divest Israel of its borders, there won't be an Israel. And he said, there'll be something better, something much better is being planned. And that is a whole Middle East being one trading bloc. And Israel will serve a purpose as a province of it. We will provide them hotels and the restaurants for all the trucks coming from Iraq and going to Libya and so on and so forth. And I listened to this and I started warning. I've been warning for the last 14 years. I've been saying these people are absolutely nuts. So you don't know what they got planned for Israel.
They have a different worldview because they hate national sovereignty and they embrace world government. We'll be right back with Barry Shamish.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX-9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Why is Lee Mumui in Fukuoka renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Lee Mumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoka, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoka a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Lee Mumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Hi, this is Danny Golden. My show's on the Vibe Machine, the vibrational integrated biophotonic energizer, explained how the Vibe Machine uses broadcast frequencies simultaneously to strengthen the cells of the body, resisting a state of negative physical imbalance. The Vibe Machine gives off an electromagnetic field that interacts directly with your cells, raising the cellular frequency level of the body back to its proper balance of health and vitality. Contact Vibe Experience in Boulder, 720-327-3555. 720-327-3555 for more information.
Dr. Stan back here for the final segment of our program this morning with Barry Shamish. If you have a question for him, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. There, we got the right number out this morning. Anyway, Barry, you go ahead, pick the story up.
Well, I guess the punchline is that Balin knew that Annapolis was going to finally lead to, publicly, Israel's, the destruction of Israel's borders. And that was the week that he made the will that he doesn't want to be buried in the ground in Israel because he's afraid of desecration. I assume there was a, unlike the reporter who wrote the report, that Balin was aware that the cat was going to be let out of the bag and that Oslo was going to, in fact, lead to the end of Israel's borders. And that's how I read that story. All I can say is I know what Balin was doing when he wrote the Oslo Accord, and it's ugly. It's an ugly, ugly story. Now, let's go to Chaim Ramon. If we talk about Olmert and the suspicions that he was a molester, Chaim Ramon was caught, what was not even a year ago. He was charged with molestation. Now, the reason I mention this, and by the way, it was very, very close to child molestation. The soldier that he French kissed was 18 and 3 months. 3 months earlier, he would have been on pedophilia charges. The guy is in his 60s, by the way, and he went to court and he copped a deal. The issue, though, is well. Olmert and Livni were in Annapolis. He was the prime minister of Israel. All right? This molester, a new molester, we're not talking about something that's not known. Olmert put him in number two after Livni, and he gave Chaim Ramon the office of prime minister of Israel while he was away in Annapolis. That is how forlorn the country has become. Yeah, I thought I'd mention that.
Well, it's a tragic situation when you have corrupt people at the highest levels of government. But we have them right here in the United States. Go right ahead.
Well, I wrote an article yesterday about... I just said I need a little break from the writing. It's just getting me down. I have too many friends and my family, not to mention my family, in mortal danger. And, I'm disbelieved by the mainstream media who don't ask what a molester is doing as their prime minister. And, I gave a few of the, reasons, why I'm just so discouraged. I mean, well, amongst them, I said, enough of egotistical writers pushing their own little ideas without considering the consequences to the state. Enough writing petitions that nobody is going to read. Telling people to email the White House or the Knesset where they have a machine that deletes everything you write in the first place, and they've got no one reading it. And I said, you know, Israel has to fight. It actually has to stand up and fight. And this has been the only answer for many years, and I know it's painful. We saw what happened at Amona, where the Israeli police just beat the protesters. And by the way, it was barely a protest, but in they came with the horses and the clubs without provocation, and they beat hundreds of young people. I said, and that was the only fight I know about, and the police started, not the protesters. This was Olmert's introduction as prime minister. Let's put an end to any protest. And the result has been no protest. Israel has to not merely protest, it has to protest in secret. It's got to actually have a partisan war against its own Knesset and against its own police and against its own court system, because that court system and those police are going to tear people from their homes and everything they believed in, and they're going to tear people's families apart. They've already done it. We know what happened to the Gush Katif refugees. They're living in trailer parks without work. Now, just multiply that to all of Judea and Samaria. You've got 250,000 refugees inside of the country. This has to be fought. I've never seen one person, never, just say that there are no legitimate means to affect the government anymore. We're going to have to use illegitimate means. And I've never seen that. It's something that, by the way, with great pain, I've been saying, you don't know what your government is. You don't know what Yossi Beilin is about to do in Oslo. You haven't spoken to these so-called insiders who have plans for you that you are, well, they are simply going to wrench you from everything you ever in your life worked for. Your home, your family, the works. I said this has to be fought at some other level than sending petitions around. And I've become quite discouraged about that. I listed a few of the things that have discouraged me. One, by the way, is my relationship with Christians always been very good, but now that Israel is going down, they're just pouncing on Shderot, and they're trying to get people in the worst situations of their life. They're trying to evangelize them. It's abusive. And I wrote that, and I just wrote the whole list of everything going on in the country. Whoops, there's the music.
We'll out of time, Barry. We'll talk to you later. God bless.
See you later. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here. We always enjoy having Barry on because I think he has a great insight into what's going on with Israel. And it's so similar to what's going on in the United States, because the leadership of Israel, specifically Olmert and Barak, are simply controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to read it. But to understand the spiritual forces that energize everything that's going on today, you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And this is so vitally, vitally important. The Forbidden Secret, I think, will give you tremendous insight into the secret that has been passed down for thousands of years. What is the secret? Well, there are secret societies that have been working to bring about a world government, and we are living in that time. The world government is imminent. They're using America's military and financial power to bring about this world totalitarian government under the control of a ruling elite, but will be led by a one-world ruler. Of course, there's to be a new world religion, but that one-world ruler, of course, will be Lucifer. Lucifer's plan has always been to rule the world, to be like God, and this is coming to pass in the times we're living in. So let me once again suggest The Forbidden Secret. It's a DVD with a syllabus. You'll certainly want to get our four-tape set on The Secret Behind the Secret, four-tape or four-CD. And then, of course, you'll want to get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. It's an award-winning DVD, and I play a small part in it. The Riddles in Stone, another award-winning DVD. But you'll certainly want to get the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. Chris Pinto, The Atlantis Connection. Chris is actually the producer of the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries and Riddles in Stone. But he talks about how the dream has always been to use the United States to make it the new Atlantis, to lead the world into this union that existed prior to the flood, prior to the time that God intervened. Now, if you're not a Christian, you don't believe in the flood, and yet some cataclysmic event did occur that destroyed the world pretty well at the time of Noah. And, of course, we've been trying to get our feet on the ground ever since then. But the occultists many years ago believed that America, the Western Hemisphere, would become the new Atlantis. So certainly we hope that you'll get the DVD, The New Atlantis. It'll give you an entirely different slant on what's going on. And then remember our number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You get the free, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of our newsletter, but we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family. We have a unique network. We have over, well, almost 60 outlets. We need to have a lot more. We need to reach people to understand the spiritual forces behind everything that's going on politically, because if there is any hope for survival of America, it will be a great revival, and it's not going to come without knowledge. It's not going to come without leadership, and believe me, there is no leadership in the evangelical or Christian or Catholic world today. It's all been neutralized, taken over, or compromised. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Frankly, quite frankly, I need your help. We're going behind again this year. But if you believe there's any hope, join the Radio Liberty family in this battle, this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or